Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Muhammad from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman just today, as he's not feeling well. The Daily Call serves today as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 23rd day of the month of Shvat here in the United States. We are thankful that the idea of really has been finally returned home. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce the members of the Delray Torah Center in Delray Beach, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Sonder's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek 20, 121, and 130, a Kaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Followed by Achnu, together in Hebrew and English, Achnu, for the Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Mishra Berach Lecholim, at which point Rabbi Sonder's we'll pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we're adopting for. To receive the Daily Tehillim Reminder email, you can subscribe at anytime.org/TehillimCall. T-E-H-I-L-L-I-S-T-A-L-L. One more time, that's ou.org/T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M-C-A-L-L. Bechavod, with great honor. Rabbi Sonder.
Hello, thank you, and refuah shalema to Reb Naftali. I hope you can hear me okay, because it was sounded very muffled when you were speaking, so I hope that's not my line, so I hope you can all hear me very well. If not, I apologize. So, this week's Pasha, Pashas Mishpatim, starts off with a whole load of laws. We finished last week with the Ten Commandments and all the pomp and ceremony, the pyrotechnic show. And then actually, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we conclude the Ten Commandments. Moshe goes up to heaven, the Jews utter the words Naaseh v'Nishma, the famous words that we all know. That was actually not in Parshas Yisro, it's in Parshas Mishpatim, the end of this week's Parsha. And we split up the narrative to teach us Parshas Mishpatim. If you like, we go from revelation to regulation. We go from the revelation of Har-Sinai to the regulations and the laws that are in this week's parasha. And the question is, why? First of all, the Ramban and Ibn Ezra and so on, they say that the juxtaposition of laws to each other does have some meaning, and we have to understand why. Why did they split up the narrative to teach us these laws? And according to Rashi, the end of the week's parasha happened on the fifth day of Sivan, before they went up and got the Ten Commandments. That's even more of a question. If it didn't happen now, why is the Torah putting it the end of the parasha later and putting the laws of Mishpatim now when they were only taught at a much later time? So some people say because the last of the laws of the Ten Commandments is do not be jealous, do not covet something that's not yours. So you need to know what's yours in order to be able to know what not to covet. However, what is the first mitzvah we are taught? We are taught, Ki sikne eved ivri, shei shanim ya'avod. We are basically taught the laws of slavery. Now, slavery in today's day and age is a dirty word. We'll talk about slavery after, of course, the Civil War, or of course, in England, from William Wilberforce, and so on and so forth. However, we still have that concept today. We have a concept of servitude. Right? We have people, depending on what age of the demographic you are, some people have nannies, some people have live-in nannies, some people have aides, home health aides, some people have live-in aides, right? There is also this concept of servitude. It's different, of course, in many ways, but the ideas that the Torah expresses in Parshas Mishpatim, we can take over to some of the modern-day servitude ideas. Now, the pasuk that mirrors the laws of slavery in this week's parsha are also found in Parshas Re'eh that we read on a Yom Tov, some last days of Yom Tov, and Sukkot especially, Shmini Atzeret, and if the other last days of Yom Tov fall on the Shabbos. And the pasuk there talks about, Ki tov lo imach, that the slave doesn't want to go free because he loves you. Ki tov lo imach. And the Gemara learns from here, ki tov lo imach, you are good with him, that there is a mitzvah that you have to make sure that the Eved has the same what you have. If you have a nice pillow, he must have a nice pillow. If you have a nice bed, he has a nice bed. If you only have one, he must get the nicest. So those are the laws. Now, I'm not saying these laws halakhically apply to servitude today. However, the concept still applies. Let's try and imagine in our own lives, right? When we have, whether it's living nannies, whether it's home health aides, or whatever it is, are we making sure that they have what they need, the best of their abilities? If they go to the shop with our kids and they're buying treats for the kids, are we letting them buy a treat for themselves? I'll give you an example. Let's say in my shul, I don't want to upset all of you if you're freezing up north, but let's just use the word ambient temperature. That we don't have minyanim in my shul during the week at the moment, just Shabbos and events. But when I have the cleaning crew coming in, I always make sure that the shul is of an ambient temperature that they would feel happy being in. That's, again, it's an idea of this idea that we see in this week's parasha. It's teaching us to how we are to view other people, how we are to get along with other people, right? So we may not have the technical mitzvos that we have today, but the ideas and the thought processes behind these mitzvos are still very much something that we should take to heart. We're about to beseech Hashem for mercy. We're about to say the Tehillim and ask Hashem to have mercy upon us for the cholim, for those who are sick, for the chayalim and so on. But if we choose to be people that are kind people, that look out for people, people that perhaps are not on the same social standing that we are, people that we welcome into our house, people that do a job for us, that work for us, are we giving them water? Don't forget, we can't marry an only mamayodim because we didn't give them bread and water. So you see how important it is to give bread and water, to give people food, allow people to have, and so on. And in that merit that we choose to be those types of people, we're cognizant of how we are viewing other people. Let's hope Hashem not only will hear our cries of Tehillim with mercy, but also he will send us the Moshiach, and we will be able to be avodim and servants to Hashem directly with the Beit HaMikdash and world peace. B'mehera v'yomeinu. Amen. Now let's pick up our Tehillims, and we will recite Tehillim Chaf, capital 20. This is something that is very good if you're davening on behalf of somebody else that you're not with, who's going through a sorrow, and we will say it together. Lam natzeach mizmoile David, yanro adoinoi b'yoim sora, yisagev hoshem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecho mikoidesh, umitzion yisodeko, yizkoko min chosecho, vailasecho yedash neselo, yiten lecho chilvovecho v'cholatoscho yimalei, neradeno bishuosecho, v'shem Eloheinu mitgoil, yimalei adinoi komi shalusecho, Ata yodati ki yoshi adinoi mishichoi. Yanei umishmei kodshoi. Big vurois yehi shaliminoi. Eile vorech vyehile vasusim. Vanachnu b'shem adinoi lehenu naskir. Hei mokoru v'nofalu. Vanachnu kamnu v'nisoi dod. Adinoi hoishi yo amelech yaneinu. V'yoim koreinu. And now we should go to the other end of the book of Tehillim and recite Kuf Chof Aleph 1-1. I'll give you a few seconds to find the place. Shir la ma'alois, esoi nai elehe horim, meyayin yovoi ezri, ezri meyim adoinoi, oisei shomayim v'oretz, aditein lamoit raglecho, al yonum shemurecho, hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomei yisroel, adoinoi shemurecho, adoinoi tzilcho al yad yiminecho, Yaima Mashemes Loyakek of Yorech Valoila. Adoino Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmaret Nasheko. Adoino Yishmar Sezcho Vayecho Meatovi Adolom. And now just a few pages later, Capital Kuf Lamed 130. Shiamaz Mimamakim from the depths, which also can refer to the depths of Golos, the depths of exile that we are in currently. Shir ha-ma'alois, mi-ma-ma-kim, k'rosticho adoinoi, adoinoi, shima v'koili, tiyenos necho kashuvois l'koitach anunoi, im avoinoi tishmario, adoinoi, mi-yamoid, ki imecha atelicho, lema antivorei, ki lisi adoinoi, ki v'so nafshi, v'lidvoroi oichalti, nafshi l'adoinoi, mi-shemirim la-boiker, v'shemirim la-boiker, יחי יפתל אל אדוינוי כמדוני החסד והרבה ימוי פדוס. והוא יפתש ישראל מכל אבוינוי סוף. And now we should recite Achenu, first in Hebrew, and then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim b'tzara v'shivya, ha'indim ben bayam uven bayabosha, ha'mokoyim yirachem aleyem, v'yatsiyem yitzara lirvacho mi'afelo li'ayro mi'shibu digula, hashto ba'galov is mankariv v'numar omein. And now in English. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily and soon, and let us say, Amen. And now the Mishaberech for these Chayalim. Mishaberech Avoseyenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov ויבורך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל, ואנשי חלקות הברית האחרון, עמדים על משמרתנו וראה אלינו, מגבול הלבנון ועל מדבר מצרים, ומהיום הגדול הלבוא הרבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר וביום. ייתן אדוני ישראל בנו הקומים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע המחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ירבה שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בקץ יהושע ותת ניצחון. וקיום בהם הכוסו, כי אדוני עליכם ועליכם עליכם, להילחם לכם מאויביכם. להושיע אתכם ונאמר, אמן. And we will conclude with the Mishaberech for Tolim. I shall pause for approximately 30 seconds to allow people to enter the names of those they wish to pray for. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David v'Shlomo Yivarech v'Yirabe Es. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, לחלימון, לפוסום, לחזיקון, לחיוסום, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה לכל איבריהם, לכל גידיהם, בסדר שאר חיילי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בגללו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Saunders. Look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on tomorrow, feeling better, Mir Tashem. And I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all of her help coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, as we pause at this time each day to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Kol Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.